Day. That's right. Football season has officially started. Don't forget Sports Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You do get started today, right? Today or tomorrow, probably the last day of everybody's fantasy football draft. You're getting your gears going. You're starting to get into the football season. Chiefs play on Friday at 7 o'clock. You can hear that game on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, Vern's On Deck show will be on 6:10 a.m. K-State Saturday, Missouri, Kansas Saturday, Sunday, full slate of NFL. Well, you'll have nothing to worry about because your team will already play in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Chargers, Chiefs, Friday. Cannot get more excited about that or not. You have your red Chiefs Kingdom flag getting sold at McDonald's on Friday as well. Wow. So again, feel free to bring Mac and I some hash browns. Bob loves the steak and egg and cheese and bagel.
Yep.
Give him one of those. He'd love to smash one of those about 8:30 in the morning. See if he can make it to the end of the show without running out of the room. But we're here, man. We get to look at all the futures this week. If you do like to do something like that, obviously Missouri, you got to wait until pretty much Christmas is now every single news channel starting to roll with that on.
It's not December 1st anymore.
I mean, that's basically Christmas.
I didn't know if it got pushed back again is what I was saying.
24 days until Christmas when you can make a bet on that. So there are some numbers out there you can look at. Some of these are via DraftKings. Some of these are via FanDuel or Underdog as well. But we look at what our best bet for this year's Chiefs team is. Bob, you're first on the list. What's one of the bets that you're putting, I don't know, Delaney's college fund on?
Well, I'm not going to be doing anything like that. Yahoo had an article like the best bet for every team, right? Mm-hmm. And they said Travis Kelce on the under 700.5 receiving yards. They're taking the under on that as their best bet for the Kansas City Chiefs. First of all, where do you guys stand on that? Because I'm taking the over on that one. I think that 700.5 number is a very good number for Travis Kelce to blow out of the water. I think this is everybody downplaying Travis Kelce. I think this is the preseason talk of Travis Kelce. This isn't the he dropped 25 pounds and he's ready to go Travis Kelce. This is the post-Super Bowl, everybody looking at Travis Kelce number. And that's why I think that number right there is a perfect blow it out of the water, go over on that one.
I think that number went up, actually, as soon as Rashee Rice got his suspension in 6 games, because what we saw everybody's narrative turn to in the wake of that news was, well, the plan was, right, the plan was to kind of like, you know, stack Travis towards the end, keep him healthy as long as you possibly can. He's getting older, right? He's, mm-hmm. 35? Now he's getting older into his career. He's not the same tight end that he was. But now you don't have Rashee Rice. Hollywood Brown's, I think, good to go, but you don't want to really put all your, you know, eggs into that basket. Xavier Worthy, second year, going to get a lot of attention with Rashee Rice out. Going to have to target Travis Kelce early. First 6 weeks will be crucial for that bet. Because if he averages, 80 yards a game in the first six games?
That's 480. That's more than halfway there.
He's getting for sure if he does that.
Yeah, right? 220 behind that number that you want to hit.
Even if he averages 70 a game for the first 6 games, that's still 4,200. That's 420 yards,
which is really good, by
the way. I mean, for 6 games to have 420, hell yes, that's really good.
Saying 70 yards a game is fantastic.
Oh, I know it is. Yeah, I mean, you look at the averages for guys, right? And a lot of these over-unders are like 59.5 per game. Yep. Like, we think every receiver, 100 yards, 10 sacks, 50 touchdowns. Like, we have these tentpole numbers in our minds that we think are what's supposed to happen. And then you look at what really happens. And that's why people need to be exposed to the reality and not just the fantasy side of things, because about 60 yards a game is pretty good in the NFL. So I think other than Travis going in the over on that one, I like Xavier Worthy over 900.5 receiving yards this year. I think he's going to be huge in this offense. And so I would take Xavier Worthy over the 900.5 receiving yards this year.
I am excited to see what his development looks like this year. Just because of in the past, we've seen guys that, like, Rashee Rice last year was on his way. Unfortunately, got the knee injury, but what do you have, 288 yards in the first 3 weeks of the season? Was second in the league in yak behind Nico Collins, who was just absolutely shredding as well. Obviously, he would get hurt in that same week or 1 week before or after, where they both just kind of injuries kind of debunked that season of where they could have gone. But year two in the system with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, the trust, the field vision, the know-with-all where you need to be, excited to see what X can do in this offense, especially with that speed and that talent. So I don't hate that bet at all. I mean, 900 these days. I mean, what?
I mean, and again, it's 17 games. Sometimes I think people forget we've added this extra game on. Now the Chiefs haven't played in that game because they haven't needed to play in that game, and that does kind of affect your betting and your over under odds and things of that nature if they're not playing the full 17 game schedule. But I mean, somebody's got to play in that 17th game, and I think if you know Worthy and you know Travis are close to setting milestones, they'll probably be out there in that 17th week.
Right, Mac, you got a bet that you like?
Yeah, I think especially Travis. That Kelce number is really good. I don't know where to go on that one. I'll do Chris Jones over 7.75 sacks. He's done that.
7.75.
I know.
Explain that
because you can get a quarter sack. You can get a half sack.
You get a half, but okay.
So you see what I'm saying? Yes.
Okay.
So 7.5 or 8, yeah. Basically. So you're betting in that he gets 8 sacks is what you're doing.
Because
so,
you can't really give the hook because it's a half. I got you.
Yes. Yeah, -108. He's done that 3 of the last 4 years. He's only not done that 4 out of the 9 years in his career. His first 2 seasons, last season, there was a year where he had 7.5. So he was right under the 7.75. But yeah, 3 out of the last 4 years, he's had at least 9 sacks. I think another 10 sack season's on the way for Chris Jones. Mm. I think last year was 5. He led the league in pressure rate. We know a lot of the reasons that he couldn't finish. I think this D-line's deeper. It's healthier. I think he's going to be able to grab his hands on the quarterback more and be able to take him down. So, yeah, give me 8 sacks easy for Chris Jones. I'll go double digits on that.
Yeah, I think, that, again, Chris Jones falls into that category. If you watch the Kingdom episode, you know who the 3 main pillars are. They showed you, like, who matters in this organization when they went into the caves, right? And Chris Jones was one of those guys. He falls into that American Pie theme that I've laid out since basically March about this year. It's the final year. It's senior year, right? And I know a lot of people are just rejoining us after, you know, an offseason and whatnot, but this is senior year, okay? This is everybody wanting to go out with a bang. That's why I think Travis Kelce is going to be huge this year. And I also think Chris Jones is going to be huge this year. He's part of that crew. He's part of that let's go out, you know, with celebration. And I think Chris Jones is taking it upon himself. You mentioned 5 sacks last year. Not a great number for Chris Jones, right? You want to get back and you want to be one of the great defensive linemen in the NFL where you're the first name that everybody thinks of. He gets back to that double-digit sack this year because I do think he has more help along the defensive line now.
Number I found, because some of these numbers, obviously, that we've had here, I looked on DraftKings just to look at Mahomes' passing numbers because you can look at every quarterback. I think Daniel Jones is 285.5.
Total yards for the year.
Under. Yeah. Mahomes on DraftKings as of last night at about 7 p.m. was 4,050 yards. I'm hammering that number. I know it sounds biased or that it's a homer take, but I have Patrick Mahomes going to be my MVP this year in the league with a little bit of money on Joe Burrow as well. Because if we're going to go last year's narrative, it just seemed to be Josh Allen's time. Mm-hmm. This year, it might be Joe Burrow's time. That offense is going to be insane. They get into the playoffs. They missed last year. There's going to be a lot of weight on Burrow's side of that voting. But if Mahomes goes out there this year, I think he throws for way more than 4,050 yards. I think he could be in the 4,500 range, especially after week 6 when he gets all of his targets back on the field, hopefully at the same time. But 4,050, I think, you know, he's only not thrown for 4,000 yards or 4,050 yards twice. Last year, one of those, and then I think the year before that as well. But I like Patrick Mahomes over 450 yards. That is -110 on DraftKings. So not plus money, but damn close to where you could put a little bit of skin on that and you could be actually profitable with that bet. But again, you play the Chargers week 1 in Brazil, which means you get Mr. Harbaugh, right? You get everybody's favorite weird coach that has that's right, worms had guns and machine guns, the birds wouldn't fear him or whatever the hell he says. And, this is Jim Harbaugh on week 1.
We're all looking forward to it. The travel, the excitement of being the only game, NFL game, Friday night, and will be viewed worldwide. The staff has made it so good. You know, I'm just really broken it down Barney style for us that gives you the feeling of excitement and travel and go play the opener and on a huge stage.
Big on this travel thing, isn't he? What is Barney style?
Worldwide.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to ask you
like
that.
Like the purple dinosaur?
That's what I was thinking. Like, I love you, you love me. Like, what is Barney style? Is that like a secret menu item at In-N-Out? You know, you get an animal style and all that. Like, is Barney style a secret menu item somewhere?
It's a term meaning to explain something extremely simple, step-by-step turns, as if talking to a child. Barney.
Yeah, Barney no, I, but I never, I've never heard that before.
Well, how many things has he said in his life that you've never heard before?
A lot.
Like if worms had guns?
But there's actually a definition for this.
This one came up on Google,
yeah,
which means...
That's why I'm saying, like, I've never heard that before. Clearly, it's not something he made up, right?
He says a lot of things that's not going to come up on Google.
No, yeah, Barney style. I mean...
Interesting. I'll steal that.
Yeah. All right, let's do this Barney style.
What was that? What was that Korean pop star... Gangnam style?
Is oh, yeah, Gangnam style. Gangnam style, yeah.
That swept the world. Maybe Barney style sweeps the world as well.
I mean, I can't believe none of us have ever heard that before. And you typed it into Google and it was right there. It was like an everyday lexicon. I'll have to ask my kids if they've ever heard of something Barney style.
Is that how you're going to like start telling your kids to do stuff? Do I need to do Barney style explanation where you guys do the chores? Like, take trash, pull out, tie strings, take two dumpsters.
Yeah, you can go through all of that and it's still not going to happen. You can go Barney style all you want on the kids. They're not going to listen to you.
What was his what was his baby bop? Is that what her name was?
I have no idea.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, Barney was, I guess, kind of in my era. I just never watched it.
It wasn't, no, I don't think it was like, I don't even know that my kids watched Barney a lot, right?
I didn't know that Mr. Rogers signed off in 2001.
No, my God.
I saw
Are
a
you
video
serious? Oh,
I
my
saw
goodness.
A thing yesterday. It was like, this... On this date in 2001, Mr. Rogers signs off for the first time on PBS. I was like, damn, he made it all the way to 2001.
I thought it was a lot later, honestly. You know?
I do, too, just because I watched growing up. But yeah, obviously, I was watching reruns.
I think we probably all were watching reruns of something. I was watching I Love Lucy reruns. You were watching Mr. Rogers reruns. And our parents were watching no reruns. but, you know, with the Barney style thing, man, like he was annoying, but Caillou was the most annoying SOB that was out there. I don't know if you Caillou'd or not when you were growing up. That kid needed his ass kicked, man.
Ooh. If you're hearing this sound,
that sounds like an old music.
Shh. You gotta use your inside voice, Bob. We're back in football season.
Oh, it's the library, huh?
Like its library has returned to Fesco and Dusty.
I wish I had an inside voice.
For those of you that are a bit, stop laughing so loud, Matt. Come on.
Sorry.
Oh, your mom can pick you out of here. It is like its library. Somebody should sponsor this segment. Some people hate this segment, but those people are just grouchy on a Tuesday. As we dive in to the library, we start off with the first book off the shelf. It's hot. You can open it up. You can smell those musty pages. Best new story, Ashton Gentry or Omarion Hampton?
Go with Ashton Gentry for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Go with Gentry.
Stop Ashton. Yelling. There are people trying to read with their Starbucks and their laptop open, doing absolutely nothing. Those people live here rent-free. Ashton Gentry, the rookie out of Boise State, playing for the Raiders. Omarion Hampton, rookie out of North Carolina. Probably glad he's not there.
Could have used him last night.
Bob, please stop yelling. He'll be removed. And both running backs are in the AFC West, and you'll get to see one on Friday night at 7 o'clock. You guys both take the Ashton Gentry book.
Mm-hmm.
Three-day rental, and get back by Friday.
Okay.
Better second story. So book two of the chapters, Ladd McConkey. Or Brock Bowers.
This is an easy one for me. It's Ladd McConkey.
Really?
Yeah, because Brock Bowers has a new quarterback, new coach, new system. Ladd McConkey doesn't really have a quarterback or a coach, but at least he knows who those guys are.
Okay, well, I don't know what's worse, the hot take or the loud voice.
Yes. I do.
Who's Ladd McConkey's quarterback again?
Right now, I'm going to start calling you Loud McConkey if you keep talking.
Bowers.
You're taking the Brock?
Best tight end in the league.
In the league.
Wow. Going to bat for the fake quarterback in L.A., and then you're taking the guy from the Raiders.
Yes.
Justin Herbert might go scorched earth this year.
It's true. It's true.
Brock Bowers,
we all have that chance to go scorched earth.
Mm-hmm. Brock Bowers' book comes with a new look. It's called the bald version. Let me ask you something, brother. We get back into one of the more fun books in our Likens library here on a Tuesday. The story of revenge. Bryce Young or Daniel Jones? Sometimes the non-popular sellers can be good reads. Who's your best revenge story this year, Bryce Young or Daniel Jones?
And move on to the next section.
You know, as far as revenge goes, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has more to revenge right now.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, he's got more... chip on his shoulder.
But does he know that he has that chip on his shoulder? See, that's where I am with Daniel Jones. Is he aware of what's going on?
He has no idea.
Yeah.
Mr. Fesco has no idea about a library voice as we're yelling here as we continue. There is no cussing in the library. That's rule number two. Number three, new bio. Best new biography. Ooh. Cam Ward, Travis Hunter.
Cam Ward.
Yes. Picks 1 and 2 in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be Cam Ward. I'm really excited.
Cam Ward starting for Tennessee on Sunday for the first time of his career. Travis Hunter will play defense and offense. You get to pick your own story there. Do you want to start on the defensive side or the offensive side for one Travis Hunter?
And the Titans will see our AFC West division rivals, the Broncos, week one.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say they were going to win.
No, I didn't either.
But I'm excited to see Cam Ward.
Guys. Moving on to a fantasy novel. We don't know what it could be, so we have a fantasy section here.
Okay.
Mike Vrabel or Liam Cohen. And before you do anything on Liam Cohen, he was a best supporting writer for Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield, turned both of their careers around. Trevor Lawrence, a.k.a. Marilyn Manson, Macaulay Culkin, had a child. It was Trevor Lawrence. Could he do it there? So again, the new fantasy novel of the year, Mike Vrabel taking over the Patriots, Liam Cohen taking over the Jags.
It's Vrabel because nobody cares about the Jags.
Travis Hunter?
Nobody cares about the Jags.
Brian Thomas Jr.?
Nobody cares about the Jags. They really don't. So it's Vrabel.
Okay.
It is both. Yeah, both these guys are great. I love both these guys. I'm in on both these teams. Give me Liam Cohen this year.
For those of you sleeping during the library, please wake up. You cannot sleep in the library. You can sleep at home. First failed story of the year. A book that is no ending, just a bunch of empty pages. The New York Giants or the Indianapolis Colts?
Colts.
God. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, Colts. Give me Colts.
No love for Ty Warren, who catches everything?
He does. No, I love him.
Daniel Jones possibly could target him 15 times
problem.
A game.
That's the problem, Daniel Jones.
Okay. No Anthony Richardson, as he is a free agent, basically. Doesn't want to play anymore for anybody because he might have a headache or might not feel like he wants to play.
He needs to quit and go, you know, work a normal job, man, see what life's about.
We've talked about it, too. You're Giants, man, that D-line.
I don't think they're going to be as bad. I mean, they may end up, like, 5-12, but I don't think they're going to look 5-12.
Don't forget about Abdul Carter's amazing autograph. For those of you that collect cards, it's just the at sign.
Like a C. I love it.
I think it's great. People need to just relax. It's an A and a C. His name is Abdul Carter.
Right, great.
Best surprise story of 2025/2026. Denver Broncos year two. The Washington Commanders year two.
I'm going to go with Washington because I think their surprise is a big step back.
Ooh.
That was going to be my take as well. I think that would be the surprise. They're going to take a big step back. Not in on them.
And the last story on the shelf, the new year, same story. The Browns or the Cincinnati Bengals, who, by the way, play week one, where Joe Burrow just cannot seem to beat those Browns. Cincinnati always starts off slow, have to fight all the way uphill. And Cleveland, well, they just never start. So what's a new year, same story book that you're willing to check out?
That's tough because both, I think, are going to be who we think they are. The Browns are going to be bad.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's going to be just above average.
Yep.
Their offense is going to be really good. Their defense ain't going to stop anybody. They're going to put up numbers. They may not win the division, but boy, people will bloviate over Joe Burrow's empty stats because he has to score 40 a game.
And he's petting cats.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Mm. I'll take Cleveland. I think Cincinnati, at least it'll be a different story in that they won't start 0-2 or 1-3.
What if they lose to Cleveland in week one? Is Cleveland the number one team in the nation then? Could they beat Alabama?
That is Tuesday's library edition. Oh,
wow.
Sorry, it's a little loud.
That's the door shutting. That is the library.
Board.
Did that wake everybody back up? The DJ scribble there on the record there.
Who didn't want it that loud?
Well, you know, you got to wake people up because everybody, you know, they sleep during the library session. But that is a Likens Library Edition that is back for the NFL. Woo. So
the music, the Missed tone, it. The voices. Yeah, for sure.
We got everything back. We've got pumpkin spice lattes. We got the Lichens Library.
Yes.
Something else came back last week that everybody was really excited about. The same, Taylor Swift and Travis got engaged. Ooh. So we got that going on. Like, there's a lot of things that have come back in recent memory, man. We're excited.
Bill Belichick's back, we think.
Yeah. Well, he was on the sidelines. I mean, boy, oh boy.
Danon Hughes and Josh Briscoe back today.
Yep. Danon Hughes.
Tammy Reed's back for another appearance on the show at 8:45 today.
We'll have the wife of the head coach on today. We'll have Danon Hughes on in about 20 minutes. We'll have Josh Briscoe on in about an hour, 2.5 hours, all here today as we dive in.